Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Stand tight, please. In the world. I do intercessory prayer. All right, I'll find it later. We got to do intercessory prayer tomorrow. I've been studying out and put stuff. Hang on, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to find some very important information for all of us. Okay, we'll find it. It's here. I just have to wait to get off air. All right. Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We have a powerful packed program tomorrow. We're going to be interceding for people and praying to block Donald Trump from coming in office, an embarrassment to a nation. Just to show you how racist this nation is for a convicted felon. A molester of a woman, a fraudster, continue to stay and put money into the court system to hold it off. He's been doing that for years, and the Lord told me to bind the demons to loosen it, break that foul crown up. And the Lord revealed to me that he will be prosecuted in 2026. I want to prophesy this. He will not win the elections. Now, they're going to try to steal it. This is what they're setting up now. When he said he ain't worried about the votes, he's worried about the Democrats. So what he wants to do is to bring chaos. That's when we as Christians come in to pray. And these Christians who are supporting Donald Trump have the same spirit their ancestors have in. Our fathers of sin, you bore their iniquities, spirit of slavery. That was 400 years for people of color. 400 years. Not one American president has apologized for the atrocities of slavery. The Japanese Americans received reparations when they locked them up December 7, 1941. Everybody got reparations. But us, we do. We are due. Who's we? Us as human beings, as creators. God loves America. America is a changed country. It's a multicultural country. And what Donald Trump is pushing is white nationalism. And that's not going to work with the kingdom of God. But if we don't pray, you get an office. You have to go vote and pray. The civil rights movement for the struggle of equality was formed in the Baptist Church at Ebenezer here in Atlanta, Georgia, on Auburn Avenue, about 35 minutes from me. And this is what drove me to Atlanta. It was very rich in civil rights culture. And I was proud to say that I did sometime at Clark Atlanta University before I went to the Navy. Okay, enough of that for tomorrow. Let's get into this ministry, a misunderstood ministry, a ministry that has, this deliverance ministry has helped me with a lot of problems that I had, crack cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cussing, lost, sexual fantasies. I had it bad, rejection, schizophrenia. And we're going to be doing some serious on that in this deliverance segment. But I want you to know that the ministry of deliverance go hand in hand. And a lot of people don't realize that it goes hand in hand to get, it's interwoven with the ministry of healing, because there are certain diseases that's demonic. And then there are certain sicknesses that's generational, that comes from a curse, then there are natural sicknesses. So you have to determine from the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, when the Bible says you have not because you ask not, that really worked. But I believe that if I would have known the knowledge, took a lot of, I could have prevented it. Because when I was breaking curses, I broke diverticulitis, but not the seriousness of diverticulitis. Now, I didn't know. So when you know something and you speak it, it can come to pass. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Father, we lift your holy name up. We ask that you forgive us for all of our sins if we have committed any sin. Your word says if we confess our fault, that he is just and able to forgive all unrighteousness. Thank you for your mercy and grace. They are new every morning according to Lamentations 3:16-24. We thank you for the shed blood. It's the blood of Jesus that protects us from Satan, the blood. And we thank you for the blood. We bind every demonic spirit that will try to prevent the hearer from being taught the word of God. We ask that angelic angels fight in the first, second, and third heaven, according to Daniel chapter 10, when the prayers was held up 21 days by the king, the prince of Persia. We come up against any demonic prince that would hinder this message to go out on the airway. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to recapitulate, and I learned that from my mentor, Derek Prince. We need to recapitulate, and we're going to look at the deliverance ministry in the book of Mark. That's right, the whole Bible. I'm going to run through whatever I can run through at this time. Tomorrow, intercessory prayer. Tonight, deliverance. And then Friday, the ministry of healing. Why people can't get healed? Why you don't see healing in the church? Why pastors become pastors 30 and 40 years and die of cancer, die of high blood pressure, and you're supposed to be healed by the Christ of Jesus? Why is that not taught in the church? I want you to know that Christianity is a personal relationship with the Lord. It is not a relationship based on church organization. That is not in the Bible. And I'm going to show you some scriptures that's going to be very shocking to you with this matter. Now, when you're with me, you have to have a pen and a piece of paper. You better get some notes, because I believe in giving a lot of scripture. All scripture is given by God. All scripture. All scripture is given by God. Remember that, okay? And if a person don't give you all scripture, if I were you, I will just walk out of there and leave. Pastors give you one or two scriptures and they start preaching on something that ain't got nothing to do with the scripture they gave you. So we don't want that, amen? And we're going to use all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture. You have to remember. That's very, very important that you remember that. And I'm trying to give you the scriptures for that, which is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. All scripture. All. Not one or two. And see, when people teach in the denominational church, they give you one or two verses. No. Now, the word repeats itself repeatedly. Out the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word be established, 2 Corinthians 13:1. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. Has nothing to do with church building. Now, as we capitulate, we see I have to do that to get us a brace of where I'm going to in this topic concerning the deliverance ministry. We're going to be coming out of the book of Mark. We see that before Jesus Christ was being tempted from the devil, he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And we see that the dynamis means power. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts 1:8 is very important that you understand that you need dynamis to fight Satan. You can't fight the devil in your flesh. You can't fight him with theology. You can't fight him with your personal ideology, your rationalization. He'll eat that up. He cannot withstand the blood of Jesus. He cannot and he will not withstand the blood of Jesus. Jesus went and took the keys of death from him, and he was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, Matthew 12:40. He's stripped of all power. He does not have access to go into the heavens like he did in Job 1:9, and the sons of God came. You see this word, sons of God, those are angels, and that goes Satan. He does not have that access no more. Now, we need to understand something. When you are dealing with demons, most Christians think that that's just for the Catholic priests or for bishops. No. Mm-mm. We showed you last night that Jesus says, John said, Master, we saw one casting out devils, and he was not with us. And Jesus said, don't stop him. So it's for everybody. It's for you, the believer. It's not just for me. In my name, you shall cast out devils. He didn't say, in my name, you have to be a pastor. And the problem about this thing here is that the church doesn't teach it to the members. And this is why I'm grateful that I have a platform to share something that most people never heard. If you go to a Sunday church, I guarantee you, you won't hear this on the pulpit. You'll be hearing some off-spray stuff. I go to these churches and check them out, and I walk out of there because they ain't teaching nothing. It says here in Mark chapter 1, verse 7, Jesus was baptized. Jesus will baptize us with the Spirit. He will baptize us with the Spirit because he was baptized with the Spirit. And in Mark 1, 7, and preach saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. It's Jesus that baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. And then we see here, this is very, very important that you understand this ministry, because we have to use Jesus as the pattern for this ministry. In John 14:11, he says, what I should do, you should do. And what the most beautiful text in the Bible to me is the book of Mark, because this book opens up wide open the ministry of deliverance right out the Bible. So we're coming from the King James Version. Now let me say, because I've been getting some emails and people say, Pastor, we don't understand the King James Version. That's good, because it's not for human understanding. Pastors off this radio station who use Amplified Version, I took them off. NIV, that's ain't going to work like that, because your natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. This is why you should read the King James Version, and when the Holy Spirit will reveal it through you. I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the Holy Spirit, but by the revelation of Jesus, Galatians 1:12. Just read the word. He will open it up to you. Now, if you don't read it, he's not going to open up to you. I know Christians read 15 minutes a day. Maybe. That's what James Jones say. Maybe. About 15. He proud of that. That ain't going to get it. I tell you what, you go 18 days with no physical food. You have to fuel your body. Food fuels the fleshly. The Spirit of God's word feeds the spirit man. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. His word, that's what strengthens us. Now we see here that before Jesus Christ, we're recapitulating from yesterday, before he went into the ministry of deliverance, he got that power and he was baptized. And it says in Mark 1:9, the book of Mark, turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, who baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him, Jesus. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son. This is God saying it. In whom I am well pleased. This is before Jesus did any ministry. God was pleased for his Son. Now, you have the theologians say that it's called the Trinity. That is not in the Bible. It's called the Godhead, Colossians 2:9, the Godhead bodily. The God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's called the Godhead. Pens keep dropping. And in Colossians, it's speaks of that. And he says in Colossians 2:9, for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead, the Godhead, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's called the Godhead. Now, as Jesus was being baptized, we see that the Holy Spirit came down upon him. And then God praised him, and there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, as soon as God transferred his power to his Son, he began to have spiritual warfare with Satan. That's an example for us. And immediately delivered him into the wilderness. Time he got the bioluminous, he was able to combat Satan. Now, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God is the same. Jesus could have just combated Satan without that. It's an example for us to follow. Jesus wants us to follow him by biblical examples. And we don't see that enough in the church. And I don't have a problem with buildings and stuff, but some of the doctrine is so far away from the reality of an enemy that we cannot see. And Jesus fought this enemy that we could not see in the Bible, who is Satan. Satan is the god of this world. He was an angel. And pride got in him, and then he had to go. Because Jesus said, behold, I've seen Satan fall out of lightning like out of heaven like lightning. And there was war in heaven, and a third of his heavenly angels rebelled against God, and those are your demons today. Now, you have demons that's locked up in prison and has not been loose yet. That's when the tribulation comes, and when the Lord opens them up, it's going to get even worse. So we have to understand that Jesus was baptized. God approved his Son when he says that this was his Son and he was well pleased. And there came a voice from heaven, Mark chapter 1, verse 11, and there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. When God said that to his Son, he transferred his power. He spoke a blessing over his Son. And after that, his Son went to a war with Beelzebub, the prince of demons, Satan. And it says, immediately the Spirit driveth him in the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days. Jesus, in the wilderness, 40 days, tempted of Satan. Jesus was tempted of all kind of temptations. This is why in 1 Corinthians 10:13, he says that there's no temptation such as common to man, because he knows how to withdraw and he knows how to defeat temptation. And we have to learn as a pattern for Christ. When the Lord called me into the ministry, he said, don't send them to you, send them to me and to my word. And I was listening to Derek Prince, my mentor, and God began to talk to me, said, listen to him. And when I began to listen to Derek Prince, my whole life changed. My whole life changed. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, there have no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but not to the Son of Man. So Jesus gives us a blueprint of how to be victorious as a Christian through him, through his blood. Satan hates the blood of Jesus. He hates it. Amen. And if you have temptations, Jesus had those same temptations. Don't you think the devil threw the whole sink at him? And he went with no sin. And then this is why we can come out of temptation and sin, because Jesus was tempted from Satan and he defeated him through all of his temptation. Now, in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. And I had some emails, people say, well, does the Lord use a Republican or Democratic Party? It's not of his kingdom. It is very blasphemy to have this so-called Donald Trump, an unsaved man, taking a Bible and mixing the Constitution with it. That's not in the script. That's called Christian nationalism. That ain't in the Bible. The Lord does not need any earthly ministry. When the children had child sacrifice with Moloch, the Republican Party wasn't around with that then. God does not need any political party. Political parties are established for governmental issues on earth, not heavenly issues. Remember that. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Well, why is God faithful? Where's Jesus? Because God gave Jesus the authority. And he said, I'm very well pleased. And Jesus represents that gap when we fall through sin. He is there for us. That's the purpose for Jesus Christ. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Well, why is that? Because Jesus did it. And he says in John 14:11, what I shall do, you shall do. So we see here that after that, immediately the Spirit driven him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days tempted of Satan and was the wild beast. They didn't say animals, wild beast spirits. And the angels ministered to him. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Then it says, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel, kingdom of God. So the gospel represents the kingdom of God. It does not represent the Catholic Church. It does not represent the Baptist, first, that's the first, the Presbyterian. I got nothing against all, none of that. Non-denomination, no. The kingdom of God, Jesus represents. Preaching the kingdom of God, not denominational, but preaching the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. Now watch this, saying, this is very powerful. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. This is why I teach straight out the Bible. The Lord told me, I don't want you lifting up no church, no name, no church. I have a personal mission. I want you to lift up my word. He says, repent ye and believe the gospel. He didn't say believe the Methodist Church. Nothing against the Methodist Church, but the Methodist Church do things that's contrary to Scripture. The Catholic Church does things that kind. I'm not here beating down denomination. Denomination is created, made by man, not by Christ. Jesus Christ is a personal relationship. Amen. Now, when I'm in Jamaica, boy, those Jamaican pastors can bring it. They can preach. Ain't nothing like a Jamaican pastor for me, you know. And they know the word very well. But there are pastors who don't know the word, not just because in Jamaica, pastors everywhere that don't know the word. So remember that the Lord's kingdom is based on the gospel. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel, the kingdom of God. Christ came to proclaim and to bring completion. The kingdom of God, this was the theme of his earthly ministry in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Above the form of this appearing, we should be aware of several aspects of God's kingdom. Number one, the kingdom is Israel. The kingdom in the Old Testament was God's redemptive action within Israel in order to prepare the way for salvation of the human race. Because Israel, I love Israel, but I got to say the truth. You see that back there, don't you? Don't even come calling me telling me to denounce Israel. My Savior is Jewish. All of the prophets are Jewish. Salvation is for the Jew first, then the Gentile. Then it says, because Israel rejected Jesus. They did. Israel rejected Jesus, the Messiah. The kingdom was taken away from them, Matthew 21:43. The kingdom of Christ, the kingdom and its power, was presented in the person and work of Jesus of Nazareth. Luke 11:20. So I don't care what color you are. If you don't accept the kingdom of the word of God, then you're not accepting Christ, because Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. It didn't say in the beginning was the Catholic Church. And the word became flesh in John 1:14. Jesus is all in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, he's the first and the last. Because in Genesis 1:26, we see Jesus. And God says, let us create man in our own image. That's his son, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of the church, this involves the present manifestations of God's power and rule in the hearts and lives of all who repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, you remember when we just started this thing off, that all scripture is came by God and inspiration for doctrine, for reproof? This is why God wants us to learn holiness, learn his kingdom through the Bible. Because the Lord speaks a lot about the word of God and how powerful it is. So let me recapitulate this, and I want you to hear this. All scripture, not half, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's church order, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. Scripture, this is why I am a scripture-led ministry. I never forget the Lord told me, I don't want you sending them to yourself. I don't want you to send them to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. And before it was Live Deliverance Internet Radio, I did not know that God had called me into the deliverance ministry. And I just give you a brief testimony of how I got called into this ministry. As a child, I was attacked by demons as a Roman Catholic. And my father and my mama would put a cloth thing around me. My daddy, oh, I love my father. My poor mama converted him to Catholicism, Jesus Christ, but amen. And that little thing wasn't working. And the priest came in there. I was being attacked as a child because I had a lot of pictures of musicians on the walls. And that worldly music was really transferring, and I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, there was a holiness woman came in there. And that woman prayed over me. She said, God's called you. I was a young, I ain't no man. I didn't know. And my grandmama, you're going to preach that word, boy, Mama Lou. You're going to travel and preach it. That came to pass. As a child, I began to be attacked by spirits. It was choking me. So I understand this ministry a lot better than other people who has not encountered this. Not saying that I'm special. It's just God called me into this ministry because this ministry delivered me from crack cocaine during my drifting days of running from God like Jonah ran. I did a lot of running. This ministry delivered me from crack cocaine. This deliverance ministry delivered me from heroin. This ministry delivered me from smoking Newports. This ministry delivered me from foul cussing, sexual lust. This ministry of deliverance delivered me from schizophrenia, which are certain stages of a split personality that comes through rejection. All of this because of this ministry. People need to learn this ministry because some of their problems Not all of them, but some are demonic. Behind every negative emotion, there are demons. People don't realize that. And then we have to understand this. The kingdom of Christ, the kingdom and its power was presented in the person and work of Jesus the King. Turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 20. Luke chapter 11, verse 20. Luke chapter 11, verse 20. Watch this now. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. But if I, with the finger of God, this is Jesus in red writings. This is not Creflo Dollar. This is not T.T. Jakes. This is not Joel Osteen. Matter of fact, we do have Frederick K.C. Price. Years ago, they gave me authorization to put his stuff on, and on LiveLiberals.com, you can listen to Frederick Casey Price tonight on faith. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, why is this not in the church? No doubt the kingdom of God has come among you. This passage reveals three things. The success of God's kingdom on earth is a direct proportion to the destruction of the devil's work and the deliverance of sinners from bondage to sin and to the demonic. Satan will resist the coming of Christ's kingdom on earth. That's in Matthew chapter 13, verse 18 through 30, and also Revelation 12:12. Jesus demonstrated God's power and authority in driving out demons, overpowering Satan, and plundering his possessions. Now, the most beautiful scripture that really I cleave to is Acts 10:38, because it helped me be delivered from a lot of problems that I had in my early age. And Jesus coming on earth was to destroy the works of the devil. This is why he always says might. And when you see Jesus in the Bible saying might, it's based on you. You have a free will to do anything you want. If you want to go rob a bank, the Lord's not going to say, this is Jesus, don't rob that bank. You know not to rob that bank. Your choice. And he gives us a choice even through salvation. And this scripture, the devil really hates this one. When I was doing an exorcism with a Satanist, the Lord told me to bang this scripture. I was about an hour of saying the same thing. And them demons, I'm sitting. That thing was cussing and hollering and screaming. And the Lord said, don't listen to nothing they're saying. God did not give me the spirit of fear. Now, if you get fear in you, you can't come in this ministry. Because the devil likes to show up signs and scream. And the person was walking upside down. I said, in the name of Jesus, come on down here and sit down. By the blood of Jesus, come down. It obeyed the blood of Jesus. Not me, the blood of Jesus. See, that's a distraction. And the eyes rolling back, that's to block you from seeing in the spirit realm. But that's why you have to have discernment of the Holy Ghost when you're dealing with demons. Demons are very real. And here it says the stripping of Satan's power through this one scripture. The stripping of Satan's power through this one scripture, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, power, dynamis, and went about doing good, watch this, and healing. The ministry of healing and deliverance work hand in hand. The ministry of deliverance works hand in hand. Now, Jesus was the Son of God. He knows all things. We don't know all things. This is why he has given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts. You have to use the gifts to deal with the demons. Word of knowledge, gift of discerning of spirits. You can see spirits in the spirit realm if the Lord promotes you to that level. but to whom much is given, much is required. 2 Kings 6:17 says, open up my eyes that I may see. And God opened that man's eyes. He saw chariots and horses on mountains, spiritual horses. The spirit realm is very real. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing, watch this, all that were oppressed of the devil, oppressed of the devil, oppressed of the devil, for God was with his son. Now, in certain churches, they don't teach the ministry of deliverance. That's called another Jesus. They have another Jesus for you. The Bible speaks of two Jesus. What are you talking about, another Jesus? Well, when you're in a denominational setting and you don't see the ministry of deliverance, you're seeing an absence of what Jesus did. Paul calls it another Jesus. This is why Joel Osteen can flip that to you. That's another Jesus he's preaching. I don't listen to him, because he does not include the ministry of deliverance. Jesus included it. After Jesus was baptized and was tempted, he went straight at the devil. Now, this other Jesus is running very rampant in the church. It's another Jesus. It's another gospel. Well, where is that at in the Bible? Oh, don't worry. Apostle, I got it. Apostle means sent one, but just call me brother. I don't like to be an apostle. It's a suffering. There's a lot of suffering to this. And people like the name apostle. I'm just sent to do radio. That's all it is. Apostle means a sent one. I'm just sent to do radio. I'm not sent to do a church. I started off thinking I was going to have my house was packed. God says, I did not call you to bring all these people in your house. I call you to do radio. I didn't know nothing about no computer. Nothing. James Jones, the one who just went rogue on me, introduced me to New Wine Radio. And I started off teaching New Wine Radio out of California. It got very, very popular, provided me to get a 501c3. I knew nothing about no computer, but I studied for 3 years as a hospital chaplain at South Fulton Medical Center. I became injured. God used my injury to get me in full-time ministry, because if it wasn't for that, I'd be still working as an aircraft mechanic making $50 an hour. So I learned the ministry through Pastor Wayne Thompson from Fellowship of Faith Church, and he tapped into it in the early 80s, and he drifted away from it, but he still brought it to me, and I gripped it. And then years later, because I was a Catholic, I was familiar with exorcisms. And then when I was a child, I was being attacked by certain spirits. So I see the importance of this ministry. Now, this other Jesus is very, very prevalent. Let me show you who this is. And it's a trick from the devil. The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Galatians 3:1. There are a lot of Christians are being bewitched by Satan, thinking that this anointed man named Donald Trump, he's not anointed. That's they're being bewitched by Satan to believe that God doesn't use wicked men to do his kingdom. God can use a donkey. He used a female she-ass to speak to Balaam the prophet in Numbers 22. God uses righteous vessels, but he'll use whatever he can use. Now, here, the Bible speaks of this other Jesus. And we're going to compare the other Jesus to the real Jesus. You say, what are you talking about? We're going to show you out the scripture. I want you to hold on to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And then we're going to go back to the ministry of Jesus in the book of Mark. Now, we're going to be here for a good little while, okay, because I got to teach this right. And he that teaches shall be judged more stricter. And I don't want to be judged when I die. And God say, well, you didn't teach my word. Oh, no. I'm coming straight out the word, because my thoughts and opinion don't mean nothing. So let's go back to Acts chapter 10:38, and we're going to show you how the difference of these two Jesus are biblically, and the one to stay away from and the one to accept. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Paul, fear of false teachers. That's who bring in this other Jesus. And we're going to show you straight out the Bible that the Apostle Paul calls out this other Jesus. Now, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you should believe the gospel, not the doctrine of the church. This is why I'm not a person who's real advocate on denominationalism. I got nothing against it, but I have been delivered from it because I was part of a denominational, the Roman Catholic Church, which has many errors, many, many areas, a different subject. Let's look at this other Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 11:1, would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly and indeed bear with me? For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chastened virgin to Christ. But I fear lest any man, lest any means, as the serpent, that's Satan, beguile Eve through the subtlety, so your minds should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. This is why people have to teach the simplicity in Christ. This is why I teach very simple. I'm not here to use intellectual words and silver spoons of teaching because that's not going to get it. I got scriptures to prove that. God doesn't use that. Notice this here. Here's the other Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, Joel Osteen preaches another Jesus. He doesn't do deliverance. You remember the time that there was a woman that had a rifle, and I think she brought a rifle to go kill some people, and some things happened there. And he said, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. He didn't understand the ministry of deliverance. T.D. Jakes didn't understand the ministry of deliverance. Jesse Duplantis doesn't understand the ministry of deliverance. Creflo Dollar, right down the street. I know Creflo Dollar personally because he was at Fellowship of Faith with me when I started in the ministry 30, 40 years ago. And he said he wanted the money. He changed his name to Dollar. I'm not selling out like that. I'd rather suffer. I'd rather lack before I sell out the Bible. Not doing it. Now watch this. Verse 4, 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached. Paul didn't preach that. Paul dealt with demonic spirits, the soothsayer, and the woman was prophesying. Thou, Paul, and Jesus, Paul was angered. He said, shut up and come out of her. Paul dealt with demonic spirits. All of the apostles dealt with demonic spirits. Jesus Christ never equipped his apostles and evangelists without equipping them to deal with evil spirits. Nowhere in the Bible. The first authority given was the power of unclean spirits to cast them out, Matthew 10:1. Instructions Jesus gave us, preach. But don't just say it, demonstrate it. And when you are demonstrating the ministry of deliverance, you are demonstrating two kingdoms colliding in the natural where people can see the manifestations. There are two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28. Now, this other Jesus does not have any power. This other Jesus is not referenced with the Holy Ghost. It is not even included with God, nor does it have the ministry of healing in it. Watch. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, if ye receive another spirit, that's powerful, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Now, let's compare Jesus of Nazareth with this other Jesus. So when you hear me say other Jesus, that's Creflo Dollar. That's Jesse Duplantis. They preaching, but they're not casting out demons. You cannot be an effective ministry in a church without giving Christians information to cast out devils. They don't deal with it. People run from it. People are afraid of it. People don't have no knowledge. But if you listen to live deliverance, internet radio, you're going to get the knowledge because this is my main ministry. Now, we do teach everything else in the Bible. Sanctification, justification, reconciliation. Without holiness, no man can see God. Faith, love, forgiveness. We teach all of that. But our main effort is to inform and give information about the ministry of deliverance and that of casting out of devils. The other Jesus with the real Jesus, compared, I'm going to use pastors' names, so you, if you can familiar with them, you've never seen Creflo Dollar cast out demons. He ain't going to deal with it. Don't forget the sons of Sceva in Acts 19. We talked about the sons of Sceva last night. Come out in the name of Jesus. The demon said, Peter and Jesus I know, but who are you? And beat the man, and the man prevailed so that it beat him naked. That's why they don't want to deal with this. Now let's compare the two Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So you see God connected with Jesus of Nazareth. In 2 Corinthians 11, 4, you don't see God connected with this Jesus at all. You don't see the Holy Ghost connected with this Jesus. You don't see the power connected with this Jesus. Acts 1, 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. What is power? To defeat the devil, called dynamis in the Greek. You don't see that. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, you don't see nothing about the Holy Ghost. You don't see the demonstration of the power in this scripture. That's another Jesus. Now let's look at the real Jesus. Oh God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. They both together. With the Holy Ghost, they both together. Do you see the Holy Ghost in 2 Corinthians 11, 4? This Jesus. So just because someone's preaching Jesus does not necessarily mean it's Jesus of Nazareth. James Jones called me. The Republicans, you see, they're talking about Jesus. Well, which one? He hung up. So I know it's two of them. And the Bible tells you there's two of them. So the one that we need to understand is through Scripture with the Holy Ghost. As God approved his Son, he transferred power to the Son to establish his kingdom on earth. The kingdom of God lives within us, not in the buildings. That's why he told his disciples, in 3 days I'll tear this temple down and build it back up. They're thinking about a physical building. He's talking about his body being resurrected. This is why I don't deal with Easter. The bunny rabbit, they ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. That's a diversion from Satan. Spring, ovulus, eggs, new birth, they ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Tradition, I don't deal with no tradition. I deal with Bible. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. This other Jesus don't have the Holy Ghost. And with power, and who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's the ministry of deliverance. For God was with him. You don't see that in 2 Corinthians 11, 4. That's another Jesus. Now, we're going back to the book of Mark, and we're talking about the ministry of Jesus in the Bible. As we see him being baptized, being approved by God, now he has the power to combat Satan. Go back to the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 1, verse 13, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and angels ministered in him. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. We explain to you the gospel of the kingdom of God. It presents its presence to come with great spiritual power. The kingdom of God is in the body of Christ, the believer. This involves the present manifestations of God's power and rule in the hearts and live in all who repent and believe the gospel. John chapter 3, verse 3 and John 3, 5. Write that down. John chapter 3, verse 3 and John chapter 3, verse 5. Also Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Colossians 1, 3. Its presence comes with great spiritual power, asserting itself against the dominion and evil over Satan and sin and evil. It is not a political or a material kingdom. That's why I don't deal with Donald Trump talking about he's some Christian. He's not a Christian. Christian nationalism is not in the Bible. God does not need any political, earthly organization to represent his kingdom. Political power or material kingdom, but a power of a forceful presence and activity amongst God's people through the Son of God, Jesus. The kingdom is within us. The Messianic kingdom is forced through his love and power that he ascended at Golgotha And when we have accepted him and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he dwells in us. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Romans 10:9, and believe in thy heart, thou shalt be saved. And what really bothers me through my experience on earth, I see pastors in Jamaica and they getting down there with this prosperity mess. That's why I got to get down there and stop this mess. I love Jamaica. Not on my adopted country. Uh-uh. This prosperity message. Do you know the word prosperity means peace in the Greek? It does not mean monetary value. So now we see that Jesus preached the kingdom, and then we see something very, very interesting in the Bible that Jesus did when he called. Now, he had 70, but he also had 12 apostles. Those are called the apostles of the Lamb. Those are the original apostles. There will never be another apostle of the Lamb. And then you have New Testament apostles, Apostle Paul and Silas. It was apostles, Timothy. And you have these so-called false apostles today. They are false. Now, the Bible speaks of false apostles. Everybody that's an apostle is not an apostle. I want to clarify this. Everybody that's an apostle is not an apostle. In the Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Josh Myers, Jesse DePlantis, Juanita Bynum, bunch of foolishness. Now watch this. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The deceitful workers transforming themselves, the great deception of Satan, uses people and his agents, transforming them into false apostles, deceitful workers. The Bible speaks of these deceitful leaders as people who, energized by Satan, appears to accomplish great things, but no power. So everybody's not an apostle who said they're apostles. When I meet people, I'm an apostle. I just listen to them. Well, I want to get on your radio station. People send me dubs every day, and I send them right back to them. Say, no, thank you. Don't want them on here. Don't need them. We are doing the fast Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. When God set me up in this ministry, I didn't know Frederick K.C. Price. He said, call him. I called him. I said, my name is Emmett Overton, Fellowship of Deliverance. I honored my pastor, Wayne Thompson. I called it Fellowship of Deliverance for 7 years, and then the Lord switched it to Live Deliverance in that radio. I've been connected with Derek Prince Ministries for over 15 years. They give me permission with all of their archives. I have the permission to put Derek Prince archives on this radio. And I had Apostle John Eckhart, God bless his soul, a good deliverance minister, but went with the money thing, and I had to leave that alone. I had Win Worley, a founding pastor of the deliverance ministry in the early 80s, and Frank Hammond, the author of Pigs and Apollo. I have permission to broadcast these people on my radio station and to put music. I have permission for musicians. You can't put people's music on here. That's copyright violation. The Lord did it. I had nothing to do with it. I have Evangelist Janet Taylor, who's a deliverance minister, and all of my pastors that's on my radio station acknowledge the Sabbath. I have no pastors that preach on Sundays on my radio station. Jesus never did it, and we'll show you in the Bible. I said Bible. I didn't say tradition. So come on with me now. Now let's look at this powerful ministry. Before Jesus started dealing with demons, he called two brothers. These two men were the first two apostles to encounter the deliverance ministry with Jesus Christ. Let's look. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 16. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, and I taught on the Sea of Galilee in Israel, I went to the tomb of Jesus. When I went in that tomb, something happened to me. I ain't know nothing about no Sabbath. I met Ruthie Rami. She was a tour guide for Benny Hinn Tours. And she taught me the Sabbath, a Jew. I'm walking around. She said, sit down. You're dishonoring the Sabbath, you Gentile. I looked at her, and she said, hey, that is really military. And I clicked there and said, oh, you're the military. And God let me see that because I'm pro-military. And she said, you got it all wrong. When I was in Israel, Israel don't move. They don't move on the Sabbath. Ain't nobody preaching nothing on no Saturday. Not in Israel. So I learned the Sabbath from being in Israel, and I was taught that from a Jew. As a matter of fact, the first person to lead me to the Lord was a guy named Rabbi. He was Jewish. He worked for Eastern Airlines Reservation. Then after that, I saw meeting some young men at Clark Atlanta University. Then I backslid a little bit and came back, but I'm back. That was years ago. Now let's look at this two brothers that he used to let them encounter the deliverance ministry before the other 12. This is biblical. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they was fishermen. Now remember, Simon and Andrew, watch this now. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Now watch this. So you see Simon and Andrew, his brother. Those are two men, the first two. Then you see this. And when he had gone a little further, there he saw James, the son of Zebedee. So now you got Simon and Andrew, his brother. Those were two brothers, physical brothers. Then you got two more physical brothers. That's four. And when he had gone a little further there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. So you see two brothers, one Simon, that's in Mark chapter 1, verse 13, underline that. And you see Andrew, his brother, and then you see James, his brother, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Four men. These four men witnessed the ministry of deliverance before the other apostles. Let's look. Mark chapter 1, verse 20. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with his hired servants and went after him. He said ship. It didn't say boat. I was in the Navy. So this was a big ship. A boat is not a ship. If a boat is over 50 feet, it's a ship. Now, these four brothers went with him, and they encountered something that no other human being encountered 2,000 years ago. And they went into Capernaum. This is the first thing that Jesus taught his first four apostles. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway, watch this, on the Sabbath day, it did not say Sunday, I'm going Bible. He entered into the synagogue and taught. He did not preach. Jesus was a teacher. He was not a preacher. Let me say this again. Jesus was a teacher. He was not a preacher. He only preached one sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. But when he did preach, he put casting out of demons with it. Because in Mark chapter 1, verse 39, it says, and he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee and cast out devils. So if you're preaching, you better cast out devils. If not, another Jesus. Come on, Whitman, now. Come on, Whitman. Geno Jenkins, I love him. Pastor Geno Jenkins, bring it. I love Geno Jenkins. He know Bible. Give me Bible. I'm giving you Bible. Now, Jesus was a teacher. In John chapter 3, verse 1, we see this again, a teacher, not a preacher. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This saying came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. But no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus of Nazareth was a teacher. I have a teaching anointing. I don't preach. I don't have that anointing. I don't want it because God hasn't given it to me. Every now and then in Jamaica, when I get around them Jamaicans and I start praising my Jamaican brothers, I start the spirit of preaching to come on me a little bit, but not that much. I stay in my calling. So I'm a call to preach. When you preach to a person, you are bringing encouragement, but you're not teaching nobody nothing. So if you come under preaching and on, you're going to get a lot of inspiration, but you will not get no revelation. Revelation comes from being a teacher. Derek Prince was a teacher. So I met my pastor, Wayne Thompson, was a preacher and a teacher. So I came under a pastor, but I did not have his pastoral anointing. Didn't come on me through him. It came through me through the deliverance ministry. Steve Lee been with me for 30, 40 years. Steve Lee was a drummer for Brick, a professional drummer for Ohio Players. And Steve Lee became a minister at Fellowship of Faith. We have Ambrick Bridgeforth. He went to the Lord at Fellowship of Faith Music Department. He used to pray for Brick. He was a keyboard player. I was a trumpet player. I did some things with Casey and the Sunshine Band. I did some things with Ohio Players when they came through, and I was a musician, 18 years old, in the Mobile Federation of Musician Union, playing. And my mom and daddy took the money. My daddy gave me my money back, but my mama didn't. That's okay. But God used Steve Lee. He still preaches today in my blog talk radio room at 646-378-1857 on Mondays. He has a preaching anointing. So different people have different anointings. You have to find your calling. So now we got these two brothers who have never encountered the deliverance ministry, but they finna come for a rude awakening, because here we go. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 22, we see the first encounter of the deliverance ministry. And they were astonished at his doctrine. Now let's go up to Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And there were in Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, not on Sunday, he entered into the synagogue and taught, not preached. Now, what did he teach? Watch this. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught, there we go again, he didn't say preach, three times. Now, when you see something in the Bible three times, that's God. If y'all meet somebody that you don't know, and they're coming up, you're telling you something, God's trying to talk to you. Out the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word and confession go forth, 2 Corinthians 13:1. So we see taught three times. I showed it to you. And they was astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. Now, why am I telling you this? Because you need authority to deal with demons. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Why does demons cry out when you're dealing with them? Because they want, for some reason, demons like to stay in a human body. And when they are tormented, they are tormented when they come out the human body. And then the minute they come out the human body, they go back into condemnation from leaving heaven. Angels are in a prefix stage. They cannot repent because it was born in heaven. And then God had to destroy other angels also in Genesis chapter 6 when the sons of God possessed themselves and had sex with women on earth and they brought forth giants. God had to destroy that through the flood. So we see here, and there was in their synagogue. Notice that the Holy Spirit called it their synagogue. It didn't say Jesus' synagogue because it was there that Jesus Christ brought forth the kingdom of God on earth through him. That's why. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. I have done thousands of deliverances, and I see people scream at the top of their voice. Even children, Lord have mercy, Jesus. When children are screaming and hollering and they're high-pitched, that's demonic. You tell that to a mother who don't know the Holy Ghost. This is my baby. And they can't see the spirits tormenting them. When babies are screaming, they're being tormented. I never forget, I was in Jamaica. And I encountered something that really kind of stunned me for a couple of days. This child was like this. And they said, let's pray over the child. I said, in the name of Jesus, that child screamed so loud, the glass broke. And I said, this child has demonic spirits tormenting them. Gentleness and kindness. Be muzzled. Be quiet in the name of Jesus. That child got quiet. Then Jesus said that the demon said this to him, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us. Okay, now wait a minute now. This is a man saying, let us. It's the demon in the man, not the man. Now, in a natural church, there's someone in a church and hollering, screaming, the preacher, put him out, put him out. He don't know nothing about deliverance. Get him out of here. Stop in the sermon. When I see people screaming and crying, I already know I got to go to work. Because the Holy Spirit checked these demons up, and they don't like to be disturbed. So Jesus disturbed them. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. You have to be able to discern the man or the demon. Jesus was able to do that. Most pastors can't do it. T.D. Jakes says, swallowing and swallowing and swallowing. There ain't no discernment. Joel Osteen, I'm on all of them because they ain't casting out no demons. You see, you cannot be in the ministry without ordaining people to do this. Now, I got to say this because the Holy Spirit is prompting me to do this. In Mark chapter 3, verse 13, we learn in the ministry of deliverance in the book of Mark. Throughout this whole week, we're going through the whole book. In Mark chapter 3, verse 13, and he goeth up into a mountain and call unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he, Jesus, ordained 12. That they should be with him, watch this, and that he might, based on their will, send them forth to preach. That's where you see preaching. The disciples preached. But watch this. After they preached, Jesus ordained them to do two other things, and you don't see this in the church. And to have power to heal sickness, you don't see pastors doing that. And here's my favorite one, my ministry. And to have power to heal sickness, here we go, and to cast out devils. That's not in the denomination. You don't even hear this being taught in there. This is why the word of God is pushing on the internet. These are last days. Times are getting very near. Doctrines of devils are all around us. QAnon. These theories, they're number doctrines of demons. Now watch this, because we've got to close. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. Demons in a human body always have their buddies with them. There has never, ever, in the synoptic gospels, when Jesus cast out demons, one spirit. The Bible even says Mary Magdalene, who had seven devils, Jesus dealt with one in Mark chapter 5 we'll deal with. He said, what is thy name? My name is legions, for we're many. You need to know the name of the demon through the word of knowledge to deal with the demon. And you have to have discernment to deal with the demon to recognize if it's demonic or the human being. Then it says, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? The demons know Jesus of Nazareth. And it's so sad that people, I don't like saying Jesus Christ. I was in Israel. I went to Nazareth is in Israel, and it's right now when I went there, all Arabs. I went to the town of Jesus of Nazareth. I said, Ruth, let me out. I sat in the town where my Savior was born at. When I went to Israel, that changed my whole life. And I went to Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified. Golgotha means a place of a skull. And when he died at Golgotha, he died to kill the fleshly mind through thought process. That's why they call it Golgotha, a place of a skull, because Satan tempted our first mother and father through their thought process. Now look what the demon says, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Aren't thou come to destroy us? So Jesus can destroy demons. They know that. Watch this now. I know thee who thou are, the Holy One of God. Do you know you got Christians don't even know that? But look what Yeshua says. Oh, I love my Yeshua. Yeshua is Jesus in Hebrew, when you hear me say that. Yeshua. Yeshua. Jesus. I'm trying to learn Hebrew. It's very hard. And Jesus rebuked him. Not the man, but the man, the demon that was speaking through the man. So when you're dealing in this ministry, you've got to have discernment to know. When I'm talking to people, I can tell when a demon manifests, and I don't even say nothing. Don't get a double your play card. When I see negative emotion, anger, people bat their eyes and pop their neck back. When you see a person go like this here, that's pride. Pride always operates in the neck, stiff neck. That's why I call it stiff neck in Acts 7:51 and 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Stiff neck. Resist the Holy Ghost. Pride resists the Holy Ghost. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Now watch this before we close. Why would Jesus tell the demons to hold thy peace? Demons don't have peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And he told them, you don't talk about my kingdom, so shut up. Isn't he good? We got a powerful God. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth is so powerful. I'm fired up by Jesus. Now, see, it's 12:14 now. We're going to close. And from there, we're doing our fasting on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to go and do intercessory prayer. And we're going to pray for this nation, and we're going to block demons and Donald Trump. We're going to block them things. We're going to pray 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves here, heal our land. We need to pray for this nation. Now, we are fasting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're welcome to join us through intercessory. That's at 10 o'clock. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to come back and pick up the ministry of Jesus in the book of Mark. We're going to close with this. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Now watch this. These are manifestations of what demons do under the anointing of Christ. And when the unclean spirit had tore him, I've seen people, they're mad. They try to tear the person inside. And the Lord taught me, tell the demons, do not tear them. I command you in the name of Jesus, don't tear that person. Come out of that person. I saw people spit blood. I said, and the Lord saying they're tearing them inside. I said, no. I have the authority over you only through the name of Jesus. Now, let me say something. If you're dealing with demons and casting them out, don't ever go in there with no uncommitted sin, no sin, because you're going to be thrown out the window. You have to confess your, always confess my fault, all my sins, because all have came short of the glory of God, even people who cast out demons. Just because you cast out demons don't guarantee that you're going to go to heaven. Let me get that straight. Thank you, Lord. Lord, say, straighten that out before I go. Don't mean nothing. And when you cast out demons, your name is written in heaven. It also can be taken away from you. I have to let you know that. That's very imperative that you know that. Because just because you cast out demons don't guarantee that you're going to go to heaven. And it says in the book of the Bible, have we not cast out demons in thy name and done mighty wonderful works? Away from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you're not. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Let's straighten this out. We're going to straighten this out before we leave. King James Version. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Now watch this. In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done mighty wonderful works. Matthew 7:22. That don't mean nothing, because you can lose your salvation. And just because you cast out demons don't guarantee that you're going to go to heaven. Let me show you why. Because the vessel who's casting out demons can have sin, and they don't deal with that sin because you cast out demons, ain't going to get you to heaven. It's the authority of the name of Jesus. That's what this is all about. It's the authority of his name. It's not the person. That's why he says this in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done mighty wonderful works, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So just because you're casting out demons don't mean that you're going to go to heaven. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. Now, your name, when you cast out demons, is written in heaven if you stay with the Lord. Salvation is not complete until the end. I hear people say, well, I've been saved as a child. That don't mean nothing to me. Are you consistent with your walk with God? You know? That don't mean nothing to me. Watch this before I close. Luke. Very powerful. And we're going to close. Because I can talk about this 3, 4, 5 hours. Y'all be here. I'll be still talking. Everybody be gone. Be still going. I love this ministry. I want to show you something. When you cast out demons, your name is written in heaven. Watch this. 10, verse 17. Now, the Lord started off with 4 apostles in the book of Mark. Then he went to 70. Then he went to 12. That's biblical. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. That's the first thing of the disciples, those 70, reported to Jesus about the devils. Not in the church today, because you ain't hearing nothing about the devil in the church. I'm going to expose them. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. That's not an animal. Those are spiritual terminologies. Serpents and scorpions, I've seen them in the spirit realm, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall hurt a believer. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I want my name to continue to stay in heaven because I love this ministry. I love this ministry. people are bound and believers are bound by Satan. Check out that. God's given me, the Lord just told me one more. I heard the Holy Spirit. Go to Luke. I don't prepare sermons, by the way. I don't write them out. I don't have to. Don't worry about what you should say or how you're going to say it, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you what you need to say. I just study a lot. I study 4 hours every day. 4 hours a day. And when I get off, I'm going to call my sister out of California and pray that I can hear it from her. If not, I'm going to get in this word. I get off, it's 12:21, 1:21, 2:21, 3:21, 4:21. I'm through reading the Bible. Then at 4:21, 5:21, 6, 7, 8, I got Derek Prince. I go to bed at 9 in the morning. Wake up back 1, go exercise. I'm on a fast, so I'm not doing an exercise to conserve my energy and get right back in this ministry. Look at this. Satan bounds Christians. This is why we need to know this ministry. Luke 13, verse 15. The Lord answered him, said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath, that go to Sabbath again, loose his ox and his ass forth the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, this woman was following God. Watch this. Whom Satan has bound. Satan can bind Christians by not knowing demonology. Don't let the devil bound you. If you got high blood pressure, it could be generational, it could be a natural sickness, or it could be demonic. It's based on what the Holy Spirit gives that individual person. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bound on the Sabbath day, not on Sunday. Nowhere in the synoptic gospels that Jesus cast out demons on a Sunday. I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. He told me when I left Israel, you will never ever worship on me on a Sunday. I never did after that. After I got back from Israel, I've been there twice. After I got back, the Lord told me, honor my Sabbath. I don't know about what he told you. I'm going to stay and honor the Sabbath. I'm a Sabbath keeper. I'm not a, Jehovah's Witness, or Sabbath, Seventh-day Adventist. They believe in the Sabbath, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? This is why denominational are kind of twisted. I'm not knocking people who Baptists or Catholic, but the Baptist church don't recognize speaking in tongues. They say tongues have ceased. That violates 1 Corinthians 14:39. Tongues. That violates 1 Corinthians 14:39. See, I'm about Bible. I'm not about building. I'm about man's organization. Nothing against it, but we're moving into some serious areas where we need Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39 says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. You don't stop somebody from speaking in tongues. Because here's why. In 1 Corinthians 14:22 says, wherefore tongues are for a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. So when people hear me, what are you talking about? I can talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about tongues and interpretation as we go down. That's it for tonight. The ministry of Jesus. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Sow a seed to keep us on air. I thank Sammy Oastley. God bless your contributions. That brother blesses us. Man, God bless Sammy Oastley. I just thank the Lord for the people who sow seeds here. And when you see a backdrop totally different from here with a bigger picture, you know I got my money for my disability because I'm going to spend every last dime into the kingdom. Of course, I got to, you know, take care of certain obligations here, but the kingdom is first to me, and I love this ministry. I love what I do. I have found a purpose. Do you know in Colossians, the Bible says your life is hidden in Christ through his word? Remember that. Study the Bible. It's a powerful thing. Get the Holy Ghost. Get the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You need all the gifts to deal with the enemy. Shalom to you. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com and go at the lower left hand of our website, and you can sow a seed. We don't preach. I don't prophesy and tell you if you give this in 7 months, God's going to send you a Mercedes-Benz. I can't be doing that. I don't need to do that. Just teach the word, and God will bless. Or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to our GoFundMe. $5, $3, whatever we will receive. The Bible said, despise not small things. And there are some things that when I go to Jamaica, I get on the pastor. They put burdens on Jamaican people down there, calling it sacrificial offering. I took them off the air. I took a Jamaican pastor off my air, gone. I took them off, charging people, telling people to send in $190 for three scriptures out the amplified version of the Bible. He gone. I ain't playing. Do I worry about people? No. Am I trying to please anybody? No. But Pastor, that don't sound like God. I can't do that. See, because I won't be a true apostle. I can't please man. Can't do it. Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please man, I should not be the servant of Christ. I'm a servant of Christ because I please this word. God bless you. Shalom. Pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel. Psalms 122, verse 6. Pray for Jamaica. God bless. I want to shout out of Spanish Town, Jamaica, my best friend, Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell. God bless you. God, Papa Sad, the musician, Kirk Davis, Tiffany Johnson, God bless you. Pastor Earl White, God bless you. Jamaican Association, VT Williams, God bless you. We're going to have some VT Williams in later on tonight. As soon as I get off air, you can hear this Jamaican pastor, Pastor VT Williams. I used to teach at his church. God bless Jamaica. I love Jamaica. Oh, do I love Jamaica. I love Jamaica. Jamaica is my home. It's my home from home. You know, I love Israel. I had a love when I first went there. It touched me. My first mission as a minister was I was a messenger like Timothy. And I used to send food from Fellowship of Faith and put it on the plane, the Eastern Airlines. And when I went to Jamaica, I saw poor people with no shoes on walking to church. I said, what is this? What kind of country is this? They love the Lord there. We need to pray for the Jamaican people, for their reparations. And we need to pray the Chinese out of there. The Chinese is trying to control Jamaica. They making borrowing money. We need to pray for the corruption of the police department because they're very corrupt. Not all of them, but they are. Very hard. It's very, very hard to make a living in Jamaica. That money, when it leaves the islands, is not worth it. And that's because of Great Britain. When Jamaica was annexed and became an independence from Great Britain, it became a nation in 1960-61. The British government took all the gold out. This is why when you spend a Jamaican dollar, you better spend it on that island because it's not known in other countries. It's a beautiful country. It's peaceful. It's laid back. I love the culture. I love the Jamaican people. I love the African-American people. I love all people who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you and shalom. God bless Jamaica.